we're already thinking about a better way to get everybody there, because this year we've all had to go with the Olympics on. We've all had to go via coach and ferry, so it's going to be a 24-hour trip, isn't it?
Oh, my Lord.
So we're going to try and find a quicker way.
And what size of Manx contingent is actually going out this year?
I believe it's just short of 60 people altogether. So we've got the dance group is probably the biggest chunk. There's about 30, about half our delegation is the dance group. And then there's myself and my sister. We have two visual artists this year. So we have Helen Winter as a textile artist, and she'll be doing needle felting workshops out there. And we also have Molly Wade, who goes by the name of Molly Catherine for her art, and she is a fashion designer who works with Vivienne Westwood in London, but is from the island and uses Manx textiles like the tartans and agricultural fabrics in her fashion. So they're both going. We've got the young music group Scran. They're all coming out. So there's various chaperones with their parents as well, because they're all aged about 12 to 18. So that's quite a mixed group, all very young. We've also, for the first time this year, got a DJ going as well. So yeah, that'll be interesting. And then we have sort of the regulars like Ruth Keggan will be out there singing on the shared stage with lots of other well-known musicians from the place.
Yeah, you see, you're talking about young people there, because you're right, as Ellie mentioned there, sometimes, I think you mentioned, people think, oh yes, the folky group, you know, loads of weedy beardies and sort of people like dressing up. And yet there is that passion among the young people to get involved in the culture, to get involved in the music, to sort of celebrate where they've come from.
Absolutely. We've been really lucky, and both myself and Ellie being involved in the traditional music and dance scene most of our lives. And I think we've probably seen over the last 15, 20 years just this huge movement of young people involved, and the standard of music and dance on the Isle of Man has really flourished.
It's incredibly high, isn't it? I just think, yeah, it's so
it's amazing at the moment. The talent that we've got right across the island is something that I suppose in a small place like this shouldn't be underestimated, because what we've produced over the last 20 years is nothing short of really special. And some of our musicians that are now world famous, we talk about Tom Collister, Adam Rose, David Kilgallen, Mira Royal, they are all absolutely at the top of the game and now known across the Celtic world, and it's special that they've come from this little place that has let them flourish and let them do all the things that they want to do. So yeah, it's really amazing.